This is the Dunedoo Grain Corp silo, which we have owned for a couple of years now. It's an SO27 silo, four main bins, and the webbing in the middle of the silo has another seven bins. So 13 bins in total. Is that correct with my maths?
No, that's not right.
4 and 7 would be 11.
Another 9. How about that?
Another 9.
Yes. So varying in size then from 25 tonne up to about 100 tonne in the centre here.
So it's where are we right now? We're sort of in the bowels. I can see grain around us sort of just below us. What level do you describe this as?
We call this the over-silo level. The tubes above us distribute the grain into the various different bins according to where we have the radial arm to distribute off the elevator, which runs up the centre of the silo.
So simply put, if a truck comes in with grain or to receive grain, it's all controlled and you can access it from any of these bins?
That's correct, yes. Every bin feeds to the bottom of the elevator and every bin can be fed from the top of the elevator. So it's just a reciprocal action.
Has much changed in the way that that's worked over the years? I mean, I guess it's just using gravity in a way, isn't it? Is that the simplest way for a silo to work?
I guess so, Dougal. Yes, it certainly is reliable. No problems with that once the elevator is running.
What have you got stored here at the moment?
Barley. Only barley this year.
Is this mostly your grain?
Yes, yeah, this is mainly my grain. There is one bin here of another guy's. But just for convenience, to save cross-contamination and to work in with my silos at home, yeah, just barley for that reason. And I kept oats and canola, etc., free from here.
Probably fairly unusual for people to own the town silo, but that's essentially what you did. You bought this a couple of years ago for grain storage for yourself. Is it mostly you that uses it, or do you actually use it for other people a bit now?
At this stage, it's just me, just for my own use. It's being the size, not a terribly big one. It's just a good farmer size. 2,700 tonne is, a reasonable size, and it's just made the handling of my own grain much easier.
So you say it's not really a big size, but from looking outside, it looks pretty massive, really. It's not quite as big when you get in, I guess.
No, that's right, I suppose, yes. Big structure, big and tall, and I'd love to paint the outside of it once to really make it decorative for the town.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, Brett, because one of the things that I've heard from a few people is we need to do something. This could be the next big attraction. You've got a sign now in the main street that illuminates and talks about the events going on. You've got the park looking great. The whole main street looks fantastic, and everyone seems to keep saying we should do something with the silo. Have you got a slight plan?
I have seen, and no doubt a lot of people have, the efforts that were done by a painter at the town of Brim in Victoria, where he has captured a rustic intergenerational picture on the wall, painted in good antique colours, and it looks terrific. I would love something along those lines, but anything to get a little bit of life in the concrete would be great.
So it's sort of a mural style, because it needs to be large, doesn't it? It needs to fit on this large silo.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Something large and at the same time not too abstract and too modern, I suppose.
It probably has to reflect a bit of Dunedoo. Do you incorporate the Black Swan type theme, or do you move away from that? That's the question.
That's an interesting one, Dougal, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of committees with plenty of decisions to be decided there.
You know what'll also come up? Dunedoo, the Dunny, the home of the Dunny, that sort of thing. You can't have that, surely.
Oh, well, there has always been talk of having a big roundabout going down one of the bins here and landing at the bottom.
It's fascinating to be inside one of these. When would this have been built, this silo, do you reckon?
It was in the early 30s. Exactly what year, I'm not sure. But 1930 some stage.
And this is the common sort of structure you see at all towns, as in this was the style they were all built in around that time. I guess that was just what was built at the time for style and structure-wise.
I guess so, yes. It was, for them, relatively simple to build for the capacity that they got out of it, I suppose, and for the ease of handling.
Mm.
Tick the boxes.
Now, we've got one more level, which we were just up on before, which has some great views. You might trundle back up there and have a squeeze and maybe describe a bit of Dunedoo from basically as high as you can get to view the town.
Sounds good.
All right.
Up the stairs.
Well, we've come up to the top level, and there's a couple of ways of getting here, via a ladder or via a lift, which we'll talk about in a moment. But as I gaze out the small window here, looking what, pretty much east, is this view?
Due east, Dougal, yes. Yes, looking along the Golden Highway, heading towards Merriwarr and Cooler.
How far do you reckon you can see? Because it's a pretty good view.
Yeah, well, those hills over there, they're a good 20 kilometres. The towers you can see on top of them, probably about 25.
Yeah, right. And it's a pretty clear day today. We've picked a good day to come up. How high are we? How high is this level, do you reckon?
This is about 30 metres from the ground.
And this is probably the best view of, you know, height-wise that you can get in Dunedoo.
I guess so, yes. It is tall. Certainly we've got the hill at the back there with Dunedoo, but which gives you more elevation, but from here is a freestanding structure. Yeah, it's a good 360 degrees.
Yeah, it really is. And today, probably a pretty good day as far as the sort of activity that happens in Dunedoo. There seems to be a bit of a vibe here at the moment. We've got probably five or six caravans, a couple of trucks pulled into the laneway. We've got plenty of cars in the main street. Is this a fairly typical sight from here?
Yes, it is. Yes, look, not uncommon during the weekdays particularly to have 10, a dozen vehicles along there all day and at least that many trucks of a night too.
So is there much more you're looking at doing with this silo, or is it doing what you want it to do as it is now anyway?
At this stage it's doing what I would like it to do perfectly.
So no plans, you don't need to upgrade or do any other work to it?
No, I've just put some roller doors and flashing to try and keep problems out of the hopper area, and I think things are pretty well sealed really. Mm. Just a bit of maintenance, keep it clean, a few suckers, clean up the yard, that's about it.
As far as the way this activates and the way we got up here, well, you climbed up the ladder, I came up a little lift, which is again a pretty nice use of, or counterweights basically.
That's right, very simple. A counterweight lift, which can be adjusted. I suppose if the obesity got too much, we could always put some more on it. But at this stage, set up for 95 kilos, which suits most people.
Yeah, right. And you pull yourself up with the rope and lower yourself down again.
That's exactly right. And, whether we do that or whether we swap on the ladder on the way down Dougal, I'm not sure. We'll have to negotiate.
Oh, hang on, the knee's gone again. That's a great view. Thank you for sharing with me today.
Thank you, Dougal. Thank you for coming. Most welcome.